introduce us?
No, this your podcast, nigga.
No. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Another episode of Verbal Gunplay Podcast. It's your boy, Danny De Niro, a.k.a. D-Money.
And it's your girl, C-Dub.
Hey. And as you guys can see, this is an all-black podcast today. We ain't fucking with none of them light-skinned niggas. No, I'm playing. You know, holidays and whatnot. You know, shit. Matter of fact, me, I'm getting ready to go a funeral. Matter of fact, when you guys are listening and hearing this, I'll be at a funeral. Yeah, just like, you know, life be life, man. But, you know, we got together. C-Dub came through to make sure that we got something out to you guys. So, with further ado, let me get right to it. It's only right. We started off with some male and female black love drama. So the thing that's hot right now off the presses is Remy and Papoose.
Yes, very so hot off the press.
What I'll lead with, what I know about this situation. Well, let's start with the narrative. Let's start with the narrative. The narrative before this whole thing escalated was Rem and Papoose represented black love. Like, they were like the shining example of what it was like to hold your woman down, to be out here in these streets, not looking shaky, to just completely love, adore, and hold your whole relationship down. These last decade or whatever amount of years, you haven't heard anything. Like, they've been, I'll give them props. Like, they've been pretty much, for the most part, they've been tight knit. Pap, I will say Pap, when Remy was doing her bid for 6-7 years or whatever, the entire time you never heard anything, any kind of scandals whatsoever about Papoose. And when they got out, it was like they just got to rocking like they didn't miss a beat. Rem was back in the studio. She was doing All the Way Up with Fat Joe. She was supposed to drop that album, Six Summers, something, Seven Winters or something. That never came out, but I don't know what the deal is with that. Clearly, she still had it because All the Way Up was fire. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so let me speed this up. So basically, you never really heard any kind of dirt and whatnot. And in these last couple of years, there's been rumblings about Rem cheating with Pep. But nothing ever came out. You just seen people in the battle scene poking fun at her, making jokes, using her as a punchline. And then you fast forward to today, December 2024, just in time for the holidays. And it looks like they've reached the end of their relationship because all the mess is in the streets now. All the mess is out.
All the mess.
So there's no need for us to refresh y'all what the mess is. I'm here to speak about the double standards of the mess.
So what do you feel like is a double standard of the mess?
Well, I will say this. If we were to flip-flop this situation and Pap did 7 years in jail and Rem held him down, and now Pap was in the tabloids for being with a woman last Christmas, matching pajamas and all that, okay. I feel like hell hath no fury. I feel like the entire world would be like, that's crazy. Rem held you down, yada, yada, yada. Man, like, you a dirtbag, you this, you that. But right now with the situation, I feel like there's a double standard because I feel like there's a 50-50 split. I feel like there's a lot of people. No, there's a lot of people because of the fandom. They're defending Rem saying, well, they moved on. Y'all moved on.
I feel like they're not, I wouldn't say 50-50, but I do feel like there are, this is about 25% of people on Remy's side, because people don't want to have the narrative that a black man really did hold her down. So they're saying, oh, that he didn't really hold her down like that while he was in jail. He did this, this and that. But like you said, there's no proof that he's ever done any of those things. But just to make her look good, the people that 25% that's supporting her,
that
they got to discredit him in some type of way. Honestly, I feel like if he did cheat on her while she was in jail, he had every right. It wasn't like she was in there for 5 minutes.
I have to disagree with you. I don't like the he had every right to cheat on her.
I mean, not every right, but like as a fair person.
Okay.
Remy, they ain't getting no conjugal visits, I imagine. So he's still a man and still got to get
If they were married, they were able to. I don't remember if they got married beforehand.
I want
to
say that they weren't. Like they got married officially when she came out.
Oh, so yeah.
I mean, at that point, but I just feel like the way she went about things was just very, very trash. Now, granted, the narrative is real yucky right now where they're saying, I ain't never see two married people with a boyfriend and a girlfriend. It sounds disgusting. It does. But Remy moved on and she won't divorce the man. He's asked for it. She won't do it. So how you won't divorce the man, get with a nigga less than, and then you get mad because his girlfriend can beat you up. Like, I'm not understanding that.
I mean, if I'm Remy, I'm not really too. If I'm Clarissa Shields, we talking about Pap's girlfriend now, y'all. If I'm Clarissa Shields, I'm actually more scared.
Of who? Remy?
Yeah.
For what?
What did she go to jail for?
We know what she went to jail, but Clarissa got them hands to like.
You can't punch a bullet?
You can't, but I mean.
And I'm not saying that Remy's going to shoot her, but my thing is this. The way I grew up, once you know somebody's about a certain life, you tiptoe that line. It's like when you knew you had the nigga in the hood that was crazy, that would do some wild shit. You didn't fuck with him. Not because you couldn't beat him up. It was because he was unpredictable.
Yes. But I feel like, so here's something that I seen today. And to me, this makes logical sense.
Okay.
If Papoose was all these things that Remy are making him out to be now, she's saying all this slanderous thing about his character and who he was in the mm-hmm. marriage and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
If he was all those things, you would let when a man that's all those things ask you for a divorce, you'd give it to him. You'd be glad. Like, and if he got a girlfriend, you'd be absolutely glad that somebody else is taking over with this horrible man that you say is horrible. One, I'm getting a divorce, and two, he's moved on. I don't gotta worry about this no more. So yeah. If he, I feel like her narrative is a little bit capped, because if he was all those things, why are you still mad? Why are you so mad?
Mm-hmm.
Why you won't divorce the man? Like,
well, we know why she mad.
Cause she got a nigga that's trash compared to
Well, Bamboo. Not only that, but women are emotional creatures.
I mean, yeah, but sometimes
And women, let's just be real. Women would rather see you downgrade than upgrade.
Yeah.
Especially if they downgraded and they didn't upgrade.
That's on her.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Oh, and for the record, let me just say, they both clearly have a type, because Pap is with upgraded Remy and she's with downgraded Pap.
This is true. These are facts. Big facts on that.
Like, they look like they could be cousins.
Big facts.
So they definitely have a type.
Shout out to the Golden Child. Today is her birthday. Yes, I saw that today.
Who's the Golden Child?
Their child that they had. Remy and Pap had a baby. She's called the Golden Child. Today is her birthday.
That's right. Do you know why she's called the Golden Child? Mm. I don't even know, but I'm going to make an educated guess, because I heard she had like a bunch of miscarriages.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I didn't hear that too.
Since you're calling this the Golden Child, I'm assuming that's why they call it the Golden Child.
They call her
that's the one that
child.
Made it through the...
Made it through the tunnel.
Mm-hmm. The tunnel. The tunnel of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to Pap, yo.
Yeah.
Shout out to Pap for holding it down. And I rock with what he did to old boy, because I deal with this kind of shit today. Niggas are smiling in your face, and as soon as you turn around, they want to fuck your queen, or will fuck your queen, or have fucked your queen. Listen. I'm a victim of it. I've had people attempt and succeed. So I feel them on that. Like, don't shake my hand and then go fuck my girl. Like, I would respect you more if you avoided me, didn't try and be buddy-buddy, and then you go fuck my girl. I respect that a whole lot more. Like, I ain't fucking with that nigga. I'm trying to fuck you. I will respect that a whole lot more. So, you know, the fact that the alleged rumor is he knocked him out, and, you know, was it Block Boy Easy, whatever the fuck his nigga name is?
I don't know that man's name. It's irrelevant.
Low Frills Pap, whatever his name is.
Bootleg Pap.
Bootleg Eazy-E Pap. His whole thing was he's running with the narrative that Pap snuck him, blindsided him, sucker punched him. But my whole thing is this: if Pap is saying he knocked you out, what's the difference?
I mean, I get it. If you sneak somebody versus giving them like that face to face opportunity, I could see what he's saying. If that's what really happened.
No. But what I'm saying, two things could be true. He could have sucker punched you, but if he knocked you out, he still knocked you out.
Yeah, but it's different when you get knocked. That's like somebody knocking you out, but they behind you. You don't get a chance to defend yourself.
Yeah.
So it's not a fair fight, honestly. You if you was turned around, it probably would have never happened. Let's be real.
I wouldn't say it would never happen because Pap is a little bit of a fighter. He's been in, this ain't his first squabble.
Right. I get it.
But I guess the point I'm trying to drive home is whether it was a fair face up, heads up, or he catch you off the side when you're not looking. At the end of the day, did you hit the ground? Mm-hmm. Was you seeing stars? Was Tweety Bird flying around your head? That's, you know, were you seeing stars, you know, Star Spangled Banner right above your head? That's my thing. If he knocked you out, good. You deserve that one. Now, if I put myself in No Frill shoes, then yeah, I'm upset because now it's like, damn, I'm a battle rapper and you knocked me out.
Somebody gonna definitely
now the rest of my career, I gotta hear niggas talk about how I got slept by Papoose.
Yes, that's definitely gonna be
Papoose was known back in the day for alphabetical slaughter, and now niggas gonna tell me ABC's put me to sleep.
Basically.
So yeah, I'm gonna feel some type of way. And if I can't fight, then we're going to have to, you know, I'm with Remy. So I'm just going to be like, yo, we're going to go up in there like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, shoot the joint up. Because clearly, Pap's side can fight. Pap knocked him out, and we don't even need to see it. We know Clarissa can knock Remy out.
Yes. Facts.
Clarissa can knock me out.
She can knock Pap out if she...
You know, sidebar. You know, Clarissa gave me a shout out on Twitter.
Oh, really?
So... She was doing this thing playing around. This was before all this drama came out. She was doing this thing playing around. She posted a picture of herself and she was like, hey, y'all, post me up next to a man so I could, you know, like Photoshop a man next to me so I could look like how I look on a date night or something like that. Hmm. So I found a picture of myself, Photoshopped it next to her.
Interesting.
And then I tagged her in it.
Next subject.
I tagged her in it. And she was like, okay. And then that shit was, yeah, like it was retweeted by, I guess, one of the little boxing promoter things. Mm. Yeah. Nice. I thought it was funny. It was a bunch of people. It was a bunch of people that got posted or whatever.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So...
For those of you that know, if you know, you know, that was funny. But anyway, so I know there's no right person in a situation, especially with, you know, morals, with marriage, kids, all that involved. But if you had to pick a side on who's in the right in this situation.
I'm going with Papoose all day. Like, I'm right. Going with Papoose.
Alphabetical slaughter wins again. ABCs all the way to the
I'm
Z's.
Going with Papoose. I'm not with Remy on this.
Speaking of the Z's. How about J to the Z?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the whole thing with Jay-Z is very, it's interesting. I honestly don't feel like he did that. I feel like, you know, when it's kind of like that Me Too thing where, you know, one person says something that somebody did and now everybody's saying, oh, this person did it and that person did it. And but there's been a lot of things that have unfolded since that was put out that he had sex with this underage girl. There's been a lot that discredits this whole thing.
Before you go there, have you heard the phrase birds of a feather flock together?
I did. I absolutely have heard that. And I know he been at the Diddy parties. I know.
Well, not only that. Now, let me get for the record. I'm a Hove fan. I love Jay. I still play Jay to this day. However, with certain things happening, I reserve a little bit of judgment on everybody in the industry, because let's be real, the 90s, the 2000s, those were some nasty times. Niggas was getting off crazy stuff. Niggas was fucking underage girls. I mean, let's say Jay is innocent of this. Cool. But we ain't gonna sit here and act like he ain't ever looked at young women. Absolutely. I mean, his whole wife is proof of that.
Right. That's, you know, that's what I'm saying? That whole thing,
like, he
out.
Met her when she was 15.
Young. Yeah, she was young.
You know what I'm saying? And he's already been linked before to Aaliyah.
Yes.
Before Dame was with her. When Dame was with her, when she died, I believe Aaliyah was 21.
I don't know, but she was young too.
Right. So think about that. Aaliyah was already in the game for a minute. And when she died, she was 21?
Yeah.
Maybe 25. I don't want to get my numbers right. She wasn't no older than 25. Matter of fact, you say something while I just fact check this real quick.
He's like, you say something. I think this whole thing has gone down in spiral. So the big thing was, the first thing when this all first came out, it was like, should was the NFL.
Mm-hmm. She was 22.
22. Okay, she was young. Should the NFL cut ties with him? When that question was first put up, I was like, no. Because I just feel like he's innocent until proven guilty. So at this moment, to cut ties, and then it comes out that this is not even like valid. Now it's like, we cut ties.
Because once you burn that relationship, it's going to be hard to get it back.
Right.
And I think a lot of people are learning about that ever since the, what's her name? The white girl and Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp and I can't remember her name.
Are you talking about his wife?
He was married to?
She had said all that stuff? I don't know.
Yeah, I forgot her name. But anyway, when that happened, Disney immediately cut ties with Depp before the facts came out. And now they're screwed because they want to make these pirate movies. And Depp's like, no. Y'all didn't have my back when I needed y'all. Why should I have y'all back when y'all need me?
That's fair.
You see how it trickled into the Jonathan Majors thing. When that happened, Disney was like, all right, well, we learned our lesson. Let's keep him on board and see, wait until the facts roll out. And then when he got convicted, then they fired him. So I think that's the same thing, you know, to coincide with the NFL. I think they're learning to protect the relationships, because sometimes the claim could be true and sometimes the claim could be false. So let's wait until the facts come out.
Right.
I feel like more people should do that. Like, wait until the facts come out before you fully judge something, you know?
I agree. Yeah. Speaking of the facts, so some more facts came out regarding this Jane Doe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's seeming like there's some inconsistencies in the story.
Mm.
So much that Jane Doe is apologizing for the allegation is what I'm seeing now. So I agree. I mean, I guess they should not pull those ties until they know more information about it, because right now it's not leaning towards he did it.
So from my understanding, from what I read, this is dating back to like the 2000-2001 Video Music Awards or something like that, right? This supposedly happened backstage or something like that. Like a 13-year-old snuck in somehow. First of all, have you seen a 13-year-old girl?
Yeah.
They look like they're a 13-year-old girl.
I mean, well, back then, maybe.
Well, let me say it this way. A 13-year-old girl looks like she should be carded. I don't care how big her ass and titties are. A 13-year-old girl in the face looks like she needs to be carded.
Back then, yes. Now.
But that's even more so my point. This was back then.
No.
This was back then. And this is, you know, and like I said, I'm a big Jay fan, but it's still hard for me to just like, I can't just immediately 100% say Jay is completely innocent. Because I remember when everybody was coming down on R. Kelly, Jay, for example, did 2 full albums with him, 2 joint albums. It's one thing to do a feature. You did 2 joint albums with him. And not only Jay, but other witnesses around were always talking about how R. Kelly used to have bedrooms in the studio and he'd be in there with little girls.
No.
And they would just turn an eye to it because they worried about making music. So even though you might not have touched a girl, if you're aware of this kind of stuff, don't it kind of make you complicit?
Yeah, I agree.
So, you know, now I'm not going to sit here and act like that this ain't no quick cash in as well, because that's ultimately what my heart believes it is. That's what my heart believes it is. My heart says somebody's just trying to take advantage of Diddy getting caught with the BS.
Okay.
Now let's start going at the other billionaires who are close within reach. And they've also been close,
right,
in proximity. They've been at these parties. They've been at these rock brunches. They've been at all these things together. And that's why I led with that phrase, birds of a feather flock together. Because it makes it a whole lot easier for you to spin the narrative and make somebody guilty when somebody is already guilty. Now, I'm not saying Diddy's guilty of all the things they're accusing him of, but we've all seen what he came out and said he did not do to Cassie, and then the footage came out of what he did to Cassie. Right. So now, whatever he says he didn't do, it's hard for us to believe he didn't do it. When you flat out say, this woman's lying, she's trying to take my name, and da-da-da-da, and then the video comes out, and now all you do is just apologize?
Right.
No, nigga, you're not sorry. You're not sorry for what you did. You're sorry that the tape came out.
True.
That's really what it is.
True.
You know, I just don't understand why these niggas that do this nasty stuff, why they don't listen to their uncle.
What do you mean?
I mean, this was a little while ago, but you know who Russell Simmons is?
Yes.
He vacated the U.S. He's been in Indonesia ever since rumors came that he was fucking with little girls. If you a nasty nigga, just retire. Get the fuck out of here. Go somewhere with your money. Why do these people that do this nasty stuff walk around like they untouchable?
Oh my God. He said, listen
that,
to
that ego, the narcissism, like, what are you doing? Like,
well, when you have that much money, you start to feel like you're untouchable.
And Russell Simmons was close to a billion. So, but when those rumors came, and this was way before we are as deep as we in the Me Too movement now. Russ been in Bali for like a decade now.
Yeah, he's been there.
He's been going for a minute. He ain't coming back. I wouldn't come back. Whether the allegations are true or false, I'm not even gonna put myself in a position where I could lose everything trying to fight this case when I could just go right off into the sunset.
True.
What do I have left to prove?
I'm with you.
I'm going to go just enjoy life. Like, I'm not going to potentially risk the rest of my life behind bars for street cred, for legacy. Fuck that.
That's fair.
I bust my ass all my life. I'm going to enjoy my life. It's like Tyson said, everybody was like, oh, you fucking up your legacy. He was like, what legacy? When I die, I'm dead and gone. Nobody going to care about me. This is a little boo-hoo for a month and that's it.
I mean, there is people still talk about deceased people later on. So there is
true. But at the same time, you know, I'm getting off topic a little bit, but at the same time, it's like you go do your thing, make that little 20 million. That's 20 million you bring it home to your family. Fuck that legacy. The family can't eat that legacy. Family can eat that 20 million.
So,
you know? So yeah, I just don't get, you know, and it's crazy going back to the Diddy thing. He wouldn't even be in this situation right now if it wasn't for his ego. Because yes. Cassie tried to settle before everything became public.
Right.
He said, go ahead and do what you're going to do.
I agree.
She said, oh yeah, nigga, watch this.
Yeah, Diddy, I think Diddy, because it's been so many years that he was untouchable,
yep,
he felt like he could never be touched. It's almost like he put himself in the realm of being like a god, essentially, like.
And I think the reason why he was acting like he couldn't be touched, because he had so much dirt on other people, he probably felt like
the parties.
Yeah.
You got a lot of stuff on people. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But now the feds got all that stuff. So now you have no leverage. Now it's just a he say, she say thing. And some of those people that are, first of all, now that the government and all that has the tapes, a lot of the nasty people on there is never going to come to light.
Why you say that?
It's never going to come. It's come on now. It's just like with the Epstein stuff. You think none of that stuff wasn't documented to some degree? There's people in power that are involved where that's never going to come out.
Interesting.
Those are the real people that got power. Diddy thought he had power. True. He was just a pawn in the grand scheme of things.
True.
They needed somebody to be the ringmaster. You know, it's just like, you ever seen that Netflix show Squid Games?
Yes.
You watched it all the way through? Mm. Do you remember how?
It was the first season.
Okay, so you remember behind the scenes, it was like all these rich people that's just, they're betting on these people's lives. They're just like, oh, I bet you 50 million, this guy's going to die in this round. You know, those kind of people, those are the ones in power. Those are the ones that are above the Diddy. And he thought because they were involved in little things, oh, dang, I'm untouchable. You know why? Because I got dirt on these niggas.
True.
But once you lose that leverage, you ain't got nothing.
That's fair.
Yeah, he could have, this all could have went away. He could have just gave Cassie 20 million, give her an NDA, slap her on the ass and send her on her way. And she probably would have took it. Mm. But yeah, while we're talking about people in proximity, what's your thoughts on LeBron James stepping away from basketball for personal reasons?
Well, I would like to know what the personal reason is. And I feel like, does anybody know?
Well,
like, he
cited his reason for his poor basketball performance.
Oh, so he's been performing. I haven't really been watching basketball. So he's been performing poorly recently.
In my opinion,
yeah,
he hasn't been performing bad. You have to remember, this guy is almost 40 years old.
Right.
So when you look at that and then look at what he's been doing, he's not performing bad at all, in my personal opinion. I'm going to pull up his stats right now.
Is social media like eating him up as far as his performance in basketball?
No, because once again, everybody's talking about his age. So right now on the season, you probably don't know too much about basketball, but I'm going to fire off what he's averaging. LeBron James right now, almost 40 years old in his 22nd season, is averaging 23 points a game, 9 assists, 8 rebounds, shooting 500%, 360 from the three-point line, averaging 0.7 steals a game, 0.6 blocks a game. And yeah, and he's had 13 double-doubles and 7 triple-doubles on the season. Now, for you basketball fans like myself, that's not a nigga that's struggling. There's people playing way worse than that. That's not even bad. Hmm. Those are MVP numbers.
So then what did he say about his performance?
He said he's been struggling.
Maybe to him, he's struggling. Like, you know, as people, we set a goal or a standard for ourselves. And while other people may think that we're doing well, to us, it doesn't appear that way. So that's what that comes
from. The very last game he played on December 6th, he had 39 points.
Oh, yeah. He was
10 rebounds and 11 assists.
He ate
a triple double. But he's stepping away from the game for performance issues?
I think it's something else. That
it absolutely is something else.
I don't think that we're going to find out what it is. Something tells me we're not going to find out exactly what it is.
No, we will. I think as all these Diddy, Jay-Z, like as all these dominoes start to fall, things are going to come to the light. Things are going to come to the light.
So when you say that, are you alluding to the fact that... So wait, I don't know if... Has LeBron James been at these parties?
Yeah.
He has?
LeBron James is on record during the pandemic talking on IG Live to Diddy, talking about ain't no party like a Diddy party.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Okay, so this could get real. This might add somewhat into the reason why he's taken away, because what you just read, even though I don't watch basketball avidly, that don't sound like a performance thing. So it's something else that we don't know. And I'd be disheartened to find out that LeBron James is tied into this Diddy mess. But you did say birds of a feather be flocking together. I don't know.
Flock of flame.
I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Well, speaking of birds of a feather flocking together, just recently they had the annual TDE concert. You know, let's shift to some positivity. I think it's pretty cool how like Kendrick has gone independent, but he still rocks tight with all his TDE comrades. I like that. You don't see too much loyalty nowadays.
So I'm not a huge Kendrick Lamar fan. So what is TDE?
Top Dog Entertainment. That was the label he was signed to when he started. They manage SZA, Schoolboy Q, Absol, J-Rock, that whole conglomerate.
And they had a concert.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, like a little holiday concert, and it was cool because it's like. What I think was the coolest thing is like you got these superstar level talent there, like Kendrick and SZA. And you know what the admission was?
What was it?
Bring a brand new toy for the kids.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I like stuff like that.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome. So I just want to, while we're sitting here, unfortunately, this is a podcast. We have to talk about what's hot and juicy. So, you know, while we're sitting here tearing down some black folks, you know, I might as well big up some black folks in the process. So, but yeah, I thought that was pretty cool, especially with everything that's going on. We haven't really touched on, at least you haven't on camera about. So looking back, because you like one of your first times being on this podcast was almost like at the beginning of the beef. Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, I think last time he was on the podcast is like back when like J. Cole was still in the beef. That's how long ago it was. Now that you see how it's all played out, what advice could you give to Drake?
None. Like, he got ate
wait,
up.
Wait, I don't want to just assume. Oh, you say he got ate up?
Yes.
Because okay. I was going to say, I don't want to assume that Kendrick won for you. I wanted you to.
Yeah, I do believe Kendrick won. Like, there's clear evidence that he won.
You'd be surprised. A lot of people say Drake won.
Well, yeah, because they're diehard Drake fans. Like, when Drake cut the braids.
What is it? The braids?
Yeah, that's all. That's all.
Is that when he basically succeeded?
Yeah, when he said, "What is it? The braids?" and the braids went away. That was confirmation. Like, yeah, the Super Bowl and yeah, the live performance. But when you make a man cut his braids because you dissed him about his braids, yeah,
you're making me feel some way. I'm like, shit, who beat me in a battle? I had braids at the start, at the inception of this podcast, back before we had high quality cameras.
Oh my goodness! But yeah, I think that's a given.
Yeah,
Kendrick won. I just don't want this to drag any further. Like, I think it's over. Like, just let bygones be bygones. You won, you lost, and just move on.
I don't think it's over.
It needs to be. It's really starting to get boring now, honestly. Like, it's like beating a dead
horse. Let me ask you this then. So you say everybody should move on, right? So are you saying when he does a Super Bowl performance, he shouldn't do Not Like Us?
Oh, absolutely he should.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what's your thoughts on if the Super Bowl comes and he does not do that song?
I'm going to be mad.
You're going to be mad. Why?
Because that's the one song that's like slapped. And granted, I'm so tired of fucking hearing it when it comes on the radio. But it's the one song I feel that like led to this big moment. Like it opened, like granted, Kendrick has tons of good stuff, but it's like this opened the door, like where he started making music quick. And it's like, okay, let's take this man to the Super Bowl now. Mm-hmm. And then he's got a new album out and all this other stuff. So it's just like, it put some little.
So are you saying without Not Like Us, he probably doesn't do the Super Bowl?
What do you mean by that? Like, he won't do well at the Super Bowl?
No. Are you saying if he had never made that song and it.
Yeah, they wouldn't have picked him. I don't think they would have picked him. It was the moment. You got to go with what's hot. And at the moment, this year, what was hot and has dragged on for most of the year is the beef that they had. So in order for the Super Bowl to remain relevant, they picked what's hot.
So technically, in a weird way, you're saying Kendrick's at the Super Bowl because of Drake.
Yeah. So that still means Drake lost because.
I'm not saying Drake won, but essentially you're saying Kendrick wouldn't have the Super Bowl performance if it wasn't for Drake.
Yeah, if Drake didn't shake the table and wake the bear, then none of this would have transpired. Like, honestly, if I was Kendrick, after clowning him and dragging him through the mud, to add insult to injury, I'd tell that nigga, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Mm. Thank you. Mm. Him being a light-skinned bitch boy opened a whole bunch of doors. It's just, now I love Drake. I do. I like his music. But I do think that he has light-skinned tendencies where he be in his feelings a lot. And it's just like,
I'm just glad, for the record, before the beef, I was talking about how Drake's music was starting to just not give me that anymore. You know, it was just like, I still catch myself listening to old Drake, because old Drake is fire, in my opinion. The first
to old Drake,
like, the second, third, fourth album or whatever, those is fire. A little bit from the first, but yeah, like, I feel like shortly after Nothing Was the Same, literally nothing was the same. He started to become a whole different person. Like, I wasn't sure if he was a rapper anymore, if he was a singer, if he was a dancehall artist. Like, he was just all over the place.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. But I feel like Kendrick gonna rock the Super Bowl despite all the negative things that have been said. And it's gonna be a good show. And
I'm not gonna lie to you. I would be really shocked if he does Not Like Us. I don't think he's gonna do it now.
Why?
Just because of like the lawsuits and shit like that.
Maybe. But I'd be disappointed if he didn't. We'll wait.
And see. No, for sure. Like, I think it would be a moment for sure to be on that stage and the crowd's like, they not like us.
Yeah,
they not like you. Like, yes, I think that would be a moment. Like,
well, if he don't sing the song, I feel like he gotta throw a little, some type of subliminal in there.
He'll do some other song. He'll do Turn His TV Off, you know, because that's, they basically dissing Drake. You can come out there, mustard.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm looking forward to it.
Give us your version of that ad lib. Let me hear the mustard ad lib.
No, because honestly, I don't like the Kendrick Lamar album. I don't really. The new one, the squabble up, I'm not squabbling. The mustard, I'm not mustarding. It's not giving. Like, I'm so tired of hearing it on the radio. The song. It's not my thing.
Damn. So no,
you ain't gonna get no mustards from me today.
No mustards. No relish, no ketchup, no nothing, no ham, no turkey.
Don't even know the song. I can't even lie.
Well, while we talking about performances, you had a touch base earlier and pre-pro talking about you seen the Jamie Foxx special.
Yeah. So
fill us in on that.
I feel like the Jamie Foxx special, if you want to laugh, do not watch it. Just please don't watch it if you want to laugh. Like, if you're looking for comedy, this shouldn't have even been labeled as like a stand-up comedy. It should have been called something else, because he told like maybe two jokes. And then the big thing that most people were starting to watch it for, because he made a comment or two about Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
He actually started with that a little bit. I wasn't prepared. He was like, they said Diddy tried to kill me, which is why he was in the coma or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, yeah, but it was more sad, and he was crying and trying to make it through. And, you know, kudos to Jamie Foxx, because he went through a lot. But I just, mm-hmm, labeling that as a comedy, it was very much not that. It was very much him just being grateful for life.
As we all should be.
Yeah, just grateful for life, and just giving praise to the people who like held him down during that most difficult moment. So it should have been called like more so like a documentary or something, because he brought his daughter out.
I haven't seen it, but from what I've heard about it, it should have just been called a special.
Yes.
I think that's where they went wrong. I think if they would have if the description kind of gave you more what it was, check out this special, Jamie Foxx talking about life after the drama, something right like that. I think that would have been received better. But yeah, like you said, when it first went up on Netflix, it was labeled as a comedy. They've now taken that down.
Okay, good. Because then when I heard it on the radio, they were labeling it as a comedy, because it was dropping that day when I heard it. And I was just like, okay. And I was excited for a minute. And then they started talking about it and how mundane it was. And I was like, ah. Yeah. So it took me a while to finally like watch it because I wasn't like amped. But I think it does give a lot of insight on like what happened to him. And like everybody has so many questions and was saying he was cloned and all of this other stuff. So it gives.
It was real ironic that they cloned Tyrone movie came out right when he went into, you know.
Right. But it
hibernation.
It gives a whole like walkthrough of like what he went through and why he was like secluded and hiding and all of that stuff.
I almost watched it the other day. I wish I would have known you watched it because then I would have watched it. But I almost watched it the other day because I was browsing on Netflix. You know how they show you like a little snippet? Mm-hmm. The little snippet I seen, I laughed. I thought it was funny.
At what?
He was the snippet they showed. It was like, it was talking about, they said, I can't walk. And then, and then he started doing the walk it out dance. That shit was funny. And then
he tried to get up and walk and fell. That's what happened to him. When you watch it, they told him he couldn't walk and he didn't believe that he couldn't walk. Uh-huh. So he tried to get up and basically went down.
Not in the special. You're saying in real life.
Yeah. In real life when that was happening.
Right. Yes. But when he was dancing, he was dancing fine.
Yes, like on the comedy thing he was. But
special. Remember, we ain't going to call it comedy no more.
The special, yes. On the special, he was fine. But he was just a little, he was telling, that part you caught is with him telling a joke about when he thought he could walk and he could not.
Yeah, because the little snippet, the way they chopped it up, he was like, well, look at me now. And you see him, he was like, now walk it out. Yes. He was doing a little leg movement. He's like, all right, that's enough of that.
And then I like how he took us down memory lane because Jamie Foxx has a lot of accolades underneath his belt. Mm-hmm. So he did music. He's done.
He's the triple threat.
Like he's done all that stuff. He's the
triple threat.
So he kind of like reminded you of like who he was too on this. So definitely a special because it took you down the memory lane of like the songs that he had.
To this day, Unpredictable. Yes. Still one of the greatest R&B albums ever made. All that
stuff. Like, yeah. He talked a little bit too about like him dating white girls. Made jokes about it. Mm-hmm. That he was going to stop dating white girls.
Why?
Because the black women were like dragging him. They were like, if you would have had a black woman by your side, this wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. But then after he made the joke, he was like, no, I'm still dating them just privately. So, yeah, it was quite interesting. So,
you know, is he referring to the Katie girl that he was with?
Yeah, and he's dated some other white girls too. Like
I didn't like that whole situation with the Katie thing.
Why?
Well, do you remember the Jamie Foxx movie called Collateral that came out some time ago and had Tom Cruise in it?
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. I see.
You see where I'm going with this?
I see.
Tom Cruise put him on with that role, and that role kind of elevated him and put him in different rooms because it's like you're doing a movie with Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise's box office at the time. Tom Cruise has a daughter with Katie, and that was his wife at the time.
Yeah.
So he put you on into this movie role and whatnot, and then you fast forward, now you with Katie?
Yeah, I didn't know that. So, and it kind of sucks because I remember seeing a clip a while back when Tom Cruise was dating, I don't know if he was married to her or he was about to, but he was very excited about Katie. Like he was jumping on, he was doing
Are you talking about when he was on the Oprah couch?
The couch excited. Like that was like that love.
I mean, listen. Us teenagers back in the day, we always knew she had that fire since Dawson's Creek.
I cannot, but Jamie Foxx, he's still dating white girls. The documentary, the special, it's worth watching if you want to know what happened to him. But I would say if you're going into it thinking of a comedy, just don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't associate Netflix special and Jamie Foxx as a comedy. Which is probably hard to do because when you think Netflix special, Jamie Foxx, especially with him being on stage, and like I said, the snippet I did, it was funny.
Yes, and the fact that they labeled it as a comedy when it first dropped. So that didn't
help. Yeah. You were going to speak about the Biden stuff? Biden out here trying to get people on his side?
Briefly. I don't know why, though, as he's going out.
I'll tell you why, but go ahead.
What's your thoughts on it?
So, anytime, and this is with anything in life, people are always going to remember the last things that you do. So, you said that he started to revoke a lot of old charges on, weed and stuff like that, which is probably mostly black people.
True.
So the last thing a Democratic president is going to be remembered as is freeing all these niggas.
I feel like Joe had, while this is great that he's doing that, I don't think that's how what he's going to be remembered for. It's going to be a lot of things, but that's going to be just one
thing. No. I'm talking about, like, what's the last thing that was done by a Democratic president?
Okay.
The narrative, basically, what it's almost sounding like, it's like he's freeing the slaves. Like, that's essentially what he's doing. Freeing the niggas. Freeing the slaves.
Not freeing the
that's
slaves.
That's essentially what this nigga's doing. He's freeing the slaves because... Look, we gave him all his backlash when he said he wasn't going to pardon his son.
But he did. But
then he pardoned his son.
He did.
When he said he wasn't going to do that. So I don't want that to be the last thing they remember. Let me free these niggas one time. Get them up off that boat. They ain't want to come here anyway.
Okay, I could see that being like the next thing. Because people were definitely mad that he pardoned his son. So if that was the last thing he did, it could have...
That would have been the stain.
Yeah, that would have been the stain.
And while we're briefly talking on politics, you know, this is just another stern reminder of what I did not like about Kamala before. And what I still don't like about her today. Why the fuck do we only see her when she needs our votes? Since she lost, I have not seen... She's the acting president right now, and I have not seen Kamala.
She is the acting president?
Yeah, because remember, he stepped down.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he stepped down, which is why she was in that role, and she immediately became the Democratic candidate. He stepped down because he was not fit to run the country.
Well, I knew he stepped down from the election, but I didn't know he stepped down from being the president right now.
Like, from acting duties, he basically stepped down. That's why she immediately was thrusted into the fold. I mean, she was the vice president. But once again, my point is this.
So you're telling me right now, currently, she is the president?
The acting president.
I was unaware.
Yeah.
I was unaware.
Yeah, because, well, you know, because Joe's, you know, he's Sleepy Joe. He's on checkout time.
Yeah.
But he's still the president, so he can do these things that he's doing. But she is essentially the acting president in his role.
So why she ain't announced this stuff?
He could do that. He could do announce. He could still do president things. But the reason why he stepped back from the next election that we just had, and also at that moment stepped down from his duties, was because they wanted to thrust her into that spot. And they did. She unfortunately did not win the votes, and she did not win. But my thing is, and this was my argument before, I don't like how we don't know anything about her. Even the First Lady, Michelle Obama, she's not even the vice president. We knew things about her. She was a character that we could latch on to. We heard her talk at things. You know, she did stuff. Like Kamala, I feel like the only time she's really out there is when they're trying to get some votes. Hey, what's up, my niggas? You know, I'm black woman, da 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 da. And then after they get our votes, she go back in her little cave.
I mean, yeah.
Biden steps down. We're going to have you running president. Hey, what's up, my niggas? I'm back out here. You know, if you don't vote for us, you're not black. You know, come on, man. I get it. They're all puppets. It's all charades. But what do women like to say? Don't play in my face. You playing in my face right now.
I'm mad.
I ain't seen you since you won last time. And this is why she ended up losing the election, because we don't know who she is. We know nothing about her. Biden, sleepy ass, would have had a better chance beating Trump.
No. No,
he would have.
No.
Okay.
I don't think he would. It would have been more of like a straight landslide if it was him.
Well, this was already a landslide.
No, it would have been worse.
So you think, no. Did you see how, did you see the numbers? Do you see how bad she lost?
You
think Biden would have been worse than that? I don't think so.
Yes, I do. Which is why... I mean, I knew that she wasn't going to win. I knew that she would get a lot of like momentum as far as like the public vote. But we have to be mindful that that's not what counts in making the president. It's the electoral. So mm-hmm. it's like, okay, yeah, she has the popular vote, mm-hmm. but she wouldn't have won on that. And I feel like Joe, it would have been even worse. He wouldn't have had the popular vote, and he damn sure wouldn't have got the electoral vote.
I'm on record saying the only way the Democrats was going to win, she wasn't going to do it, but the only way the Democrats was going to win is if they'd have threw Michelle in that seat.
Yes, if she would have.
That was the only person, in my opinion, with such last minute, could have competed against Trump.
Absolutely, she would have been able to.
Because what would have happened? Michelle would have came out there, and once again, what did I say? When Barack was in office, we grew to love Michelle. You know why? Because she was outside. We got to know her. She spoke at events. She spoke at rallies.
She did a whole summit. She wrote a book. She did a lot.
She let us in.
Yeah.
Kamala ain't let us in. We don't know who Kamala is.
True.
We really don't even know who Biden is. Biden only really got in there from extension of Obama.
This is facts too.
And this is why I say, had Michelle came out there and you look right behind her, that smooth, swaggy ass nigga Barack behind her, you going, Michelle, 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 all day. All day. Oh damn. Shit. The last topic. What a segue. I'll let you introduce this topic.
So this topic is one that's interesting. This is this Lily Phillips thing. Don't really know who she is that much, but I started looking and she is like a adult film star.
Damn.
And it said that she slept with 100 men in one day. Which is wild crazy to me. I think that's just insane. And on the video, if you see her, it looks like she's crying and she feels remorseful about, you know, being a woman and sleeping with that many people. Like that's a soul tie. That's a lot when you do that. But I read further and learned that the tears had nothing to do with the fact that she felt like she was taken advantage of. The realness of it is apparently she only has 5 minutes with each of these men. And in these 5 minutes, a lot of these men have waited to be with her and all of this stuff. She wasn't able to satisfy each of these men in that 5 minute time frame, which led to her feeling defeated. Like she didn't do her job. She didn't meet the standards of what she was supposed to do, which is wild as crap to me, but whatevs. So then she supposedly is supposed to, in February, she's gearing up for February. So instead of 100, she's supposed to sleep with 1,000 men in one day.
So just based off the numbers you just said, you said she slept with 100 dudes in one day. They all got 5 minutes. I'm assuming there wasn't much cleanup time. I'm sure it was bring the next one in. So doing the math on that, she was basically getting pounded. She got took to Pound Town for 8.5 hours.
That's a fucking job.
So I want y'all listeners and viewers out there to think about this for a second. When you go to work, it's usually about 8 hours. So just imagine whatever it is you do as your career or as your 9-to-5. Imagine that entire time while you're working and while you're on your 1 hour break. In an alternate reality, there's somebody just getting piped for your whole shift. And not by one person.
By 100 men.
100 men. You think they was all like
clean?
Well, I would hope she had a screening beforehand.
Ugh.
What kind of, you know, is it like a blind date? Because it's like, because all you're looking at is the name and the health record. Now, what happens when the person walks in there? You get some people that are all, you know, handsome looking like me. And then, you know, you got some people that might walk in there looking like the Blob from X-Men. But it's like they came all this way. Open them legs.
Yeah, I never thought about what they all look like. Even still, they could all be fine. It doesn't, you know.
So this was supposedly like a doc. She did this obviously for money, right? I feel like it, you know, we should go have fun. I feel like, I wonder how much it is to watch this thing. I'm curious to watch this. Because, like, you ever seen Pulp Fiction?
Mm-mm.
Okay, there's a scene in there. You know who Ving Rhames is?
Mm-mm.
You don't know who Ving Rhames is?
Nope.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, maybe if you showed them to me, yeah, but by name, no.
Wow. Yeah.
But
yeah, they're going to take your black card. Oh, I ain't got to find him. Melvin from Baby Boy. That's Ving Rhames.
Yes.
Okay. So he's in Pulp Fiction. There's a scene in there where he's getting raped and he's just like,
I'm definitely not watching that shit. His big ass is getting, I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
Two
niggas is clapping them cheeks.
Hell no.
So he's bent over the table and they just having their way with him with a little bob in his mouth. You know, the little ball strap where you can't talk. I say all that to say, I wonder like what kind of position was she in to let 100 niggas come clap? Because if I'm in her shoes, I go to Ving Rhames route. Just put me up on the thing. Let me bend over and they just walk up. A little squirt of lube and have at it and then walk off.
I absolutely do not want to watch her have sex with 1,000 men in February.
I want to see the, I don't really care to see the 1,000 men one, but I do want to see the 100 men one. And I don't want to watch it from front to back because that's 8 hours. What I do want to see is I want to see the first 15 minutes. 15 minutes in the middle. And 15 minutes at the end. Like, I want to see, like, what kind of shape was this woman in? Because she sounds like she's an Olympic wrestler.
She's an Olympic sexer.
She needs a gold medal.
So this situation is available to view? I don't think it is.
Well, she's an OnlyFans star. It wouldn't make sense to do this and not get content.
You're right. You're right.
That would be the dumbest thing you could do.
Absolutely somewhere then.
Yeah. I'm sure it's on her OnlyFans. She probably got it for sale. To watch.
That's pretty nasty. It's giving
the viewing or the act? The act, I agree. The act is, you know.
The act is nasty, and I have no desire to view it. Nah, I'm good on it. I'm good.
Let me ask you a personal question.
Tread lightly.
You've watched a porn before, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a favorite porn star from the porn that you might have seen, like somebody you might have known?
Nope, don't watch it consistently enough for that.
Gotcha. You never seen any type of porn where you're like, oh, that's cool, I would want to try that or anything? Never? Or
nope.
Oh, okay. So I'm just assuming, just based off your answers, when you did watch the porn, you were just like, eh, the real thing does it better for me.
Yeah. And it was like a long time ago I watched porn. I mean, you'd be curious when you're younger. Mm-hmm. You want to see what it is. So
okay. Oh, so when you were younger, you were watching it to get some pointers because, you know, you were inexperienced. You were younger. You didn't know anything.
No, I watched it because you're curious. As a person who never walked this earth, you want to see things.
Gotcha.
Now, granted, I watch it sometimes here and there now, like if I need to get off or something and I need to get in the mood.
Okay.
And I don't have my person with me. But yeah.
Okay. Are you one of them women when you need to get in the mood, you like go to the rose and all that kind of stuff? You got that kind of?
I have a rose, but it don't suck hard enough.
Woo.
So no, I don't use the rose.
Woo.
No.
Spicy.
No.
Well, listen, guys, and on that note, just wanted to get some content out to you guys. Appreciate you guys, as always, for tuning in. Lamont, the golden child, the other golden child, or no, the golden lion. I said the golden child. I'm thinking of the golden child because you got the bald head. No.
Lamont, no, we're not letting him. I'm not gonna let him play like that today.
All right, guys. It's like I always say, like, share, subscribe, and comment. This is Verbal Gunplay, and we out. Peace.
Peace.
Nah, it's my dog. That's my dog. You just, you know.
Them's is jokes. Them's is jokes.